this week on Jazz Set from NPR Music.
Thank you.
Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, and Lenny White reunite at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Green Dolphin Street Open Jazz Set. Chick says every time he plays on Green Dolphin Street, it's for miles.
Thank you. Thank you.
Korea, Clark, and White. Chick, Stanley, and Lenny. What an expedition. In surround sound at Monterey with Waltz for Debbie by Bill Evans. Chick Corea Explores Bill Evans was the cover story of the June 2010 issue of Downbeat, with Corea remembering how much he loved Evans' beautiful touch and how Chick used to go to see Bill live at the Top of the Gate in New York. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater at jazzset.npr.org. In 1 year alone, Chick Corea has led four amazing trios. In late 2010 with Christian McBride and Brian Blade, now I happen to hear them in Europe, at the North Sea Jazz Festival, and they were killing. In summer 2010 with Miroslav Vitus and Roy Haynes in Europe and Israel. In spring 2010, with Eddie Gomez and Paul Motion in New York, then with Antonio Sanchez replacing Motion on drums to tour Latin America. Phew, I'm tired already. And now, from September 2009, Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, and Lenny White are in the midst of a swing up the West Coast. With Al Demiola on guitar, Corea, Clark, and White comprised the 1970s jazz rock fusion group Return to Forever. Their 1976 album, No Mystery, won a Grammy Award, the first of 15 Grammys for Chick. Stanley Clark calls Chick's No Mystery an almost perfect composition, but very difficult to play. No Mystery is next, but first Chick speaks and mentions Dave Brubeck, who received an honorary doctorate degree and played with his quartet on this stage earlier this evening. I love Chick's Boston accent.
Thank you all very much. Thanks for staying. Ah, it's nice out there, huh? It's a real pleasure being on the same stage with Dave Brubeck tonight, especially tonight, and the great award that he got. That was a great set they played. I checked it out. I told them they're going to give a bad name to seniors playing that way. We're going to play a mystery tune now. We've been kind of piecing it together little bit by little, you know. We just started our tour. We used to do a little bit of this years ago, but do we still remember how to do this? We did it back in the 30s. We can do it again.
No Mystery, Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, and Lenny White reunite at the Monterey Jazz Festival with music from Return to Forever. The drummer in this trio, Lenny White, absolutely one of my favorite drummers. Ooh, do I love you, Lenny. Yes, I do. Was only a teenager when he and Chick Corea both played on the earth-shaking, electric Miles Davis double album, Bitches Brew. Ooh, I love that album. Soon after that, young Stanley Clark moved from Philadelphia to New York, and right away, Stanley was working with all the top players. He rocked the bass world with his solo album, Unheard Of, School Days. Coming up, they play Stanley Clark's composition, La Canción de Sofía, in surround sound on Jazz Set. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works, and the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org, on air, online, and on your mobile device.
Stanley Clark sends bass vibrations through the chilly California night at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Stanley, Chick Corea, and drummer Lenny White are the last group of the weekend. The people are hanging in. Nobody wants the festival to end. But if it has to, then let it end with 500 Miles High, Chick's soaring anthem, in surround sound on Jazz Set.
Thank you. Thank you. Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, Lenny White, Corea, Clark, and White, closing this year's Monterey Jazz Festival. Thank you very much.
MC Tim Jackson is general manager of the Monterey Jazz Festival. 500 Miles High first came out on Light as a Feather from Return to Forever. Now, this 2009 Monterey performance is a bonus track on a new Corea, Clark, and White live CD, available only in Japan. Darn. Thanks to recording engineer Ron Davis, surround sound remixer and jazz set technical director Duke Marcos, studio engineer Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, producer Becca Pulliam, and executive producer Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO, the jazz source in Newark, New Jersey. Earlier, I ran down the personnel in several recent trios that Chick Corea either led or participated in, but I missed one. And it's one you can hear at jazzset.npr.org. We boiled 90 totally spontaneous minutes of improvisation by Corea, Bobby McFerrin, and Jack DeJeanette down to under an hour at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time. And in the meantime, what do you say? Support live music and your jazz set station.